time with prayer.
让我们依了祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness and love to us.
主啊，我们为你的良善和你对我们的爱感谢。
We live in some very challenging times.
我们生活在一个充满挑战的时候。
And we need wisdom to live in these days.
我们真的需要智慧来过每天的生活。
As we study your word this morning, help us to learn wisdom.
让我们今天早晨学习你的话语的时候能学习到智慧。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Let me begin first with the assignment for next week.
Just one moment. 我们今天早晨以那个每天的就是来讲下个星期的家庭作业。I need to unmute you. Okay.
We'll have you read Ecclesiastes.
我要读传道书。
And look for the words vanity and joy.
你去找出来虚空和喜乐这两个词。
Now we just finished Ecclesiastes in this class right before Christmas.
在圣诞节之前我们刚刚把传道书给讲过。
So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Ecclesiastes in this survey.
所以呢在这一次旧约概论里我不会花很多的时间来讲传道书。
Instead, next week, I will spend the most time on the Song of Solomon or the Song of Songs.
下个星期我会花更多的时间在讲雅歌。
Today, we're looking at Proverbs.
今天我们要看的是传道箴言。
And I ask you to look for differences between the wise person and the foolish person.
我想让你们找出来这个智慧人跟愚昧人之间的不同。
And I know it's a little difficult in this setting for you to talk.
我知道现在这种网上呢大家彼此交流沟通不太容易。
But could I have three people to tell me something you saw of a difference between the wise person and the foolish person in Proverbs?
三个人可以发言讲一下你们观察到的智慧人跟愚昧人之间的不同是什么。你讲的时候可以把你的那个静音关掉，然后你就可以说话。所以我们就继续讲。
Proverbs teaches us how to live wisely.
箴言告诉我们如何过一个有智慧的生活。
Now, the first thing that I think I need to make sure you understand about what Proverbs is doing.
第一个我想要大家了解的是箴言到底是在讲什么。
When we think of Proverbs, sometimes we want Proverbs to tell us, this is the answer for what you should do.
有时候我们看箴言我们就想说哦我想看到的是这个告诉我应该怎么做就直接了当的告诉我一个答案。
We want to open up the book of Proverbs when we have a marriage conflict and read what Proverbs says and that will be the answer.
然后我们就比如说我们要是婚姻中有问题我们就想打开传道箴言然后就告诉我们说答案就是这样。
We think wisdom is a set of answers to problems.
我们觉得智慧就是对一堆问题的一个解释，一堆答案。
And so people have seminars.
所以呢，大家就会有这种课讲座。
Proverbs tells you how to raise your children.
箴言教导你如何来抚养你的孩子。
And you have a seminar.
然后呢，你有一个教养儿童的讲座。
And you write down 10 things to do.
然后你就写下来十样要做的事情。
And you go home.
然后你回家了。
And it doesn't work.
但是呢却没不是行之有效的。
Then you're disappointed.
然后你就挺失望的。
Proverbs was supposed to make me wise.
箴言本来是说让我有智慧啊。
You have conflict problem with your children.
你跟孩子之间有矛盾有问题。
And someone says, read Proverbs.
然后有人就告诉你说去读箴言。
So you read Proverbs.
然后你就去读箴言。
And you still have problems with your children.
但是你跟孩子之间还是有矛盾，有冲突。
And you say, it doesn't work.
然后你就说这个行不通啊。
It's because we misunderstand what wisdom is.
因为我们就是误对这个智慧到底是什么有个错误的了解概念。
We think that wisdom is giving a person a list of answers.
我们觉得智慧就是给一个给这个给这有问题的人的一堆答案。
But that's not wisdom, that's just a list of answers.
那个不是智慧，那个只是一堆答案。
Wisdom is giving a person the ability to figure out answers for themselves.
智慧是以让一个人能够自己面对问题的时候能够想能够、想该怎么做怎么能够答案是什么。
Maybe you have known a parent like this.
也许你认识这样的父母。
I'll describe two kinds of parents.
我在描述两种父母。
The first parent says, I want my child to grow up to be a wise and good adult.
一种父母说我想我孩子长大以后成为这个又好又有智慧的这个成年人。
So I will tell them everything to do.
所以我就告诉他们每件事情应该怎么做。
I will make every decision for them.
所以我就为他们做所有事情的决定。
They grow up.
然后当他们长大了以后呢
？They leave home.
他们离开家。
And they're not wise.
但是他们却没有智慧。
They don't know how to make a decision.
因为他们自己不知道如何做决定。
They call home.
然后他们每次就打电话给你，给家里。
Mom, what should I eat for breakfast?
然后说妈，我早餐要吃什么？
Why? Because for 18 years, mom decided every meal.
为什么呢？因为每星期18年，妈妈决定每天每顿饭吃什么。
And mom gets very upset.
这样的话，妈妈就很不高兴。
I told my child everything, and he's still not wise.
我告诉我孩子每件事情，但是他还是没有智慧。
When your child is 50, you will still have to tell them everything.
这样的话你这样养孩子到了五十岁你还是得告诉他每件事情该怎么做。
Because that's not wisdom.
因为那个不是智慧。
Parent two teaches their child wisdom.
第二类父母呢教导孩子智慧。
They give them boundaries.
他给这个孩子呢一定的这个界限。
They say when you do this, this is what happens.
他告诉孩子如果你这样做那后边就会发生什么结果是什么。
When you do that, that is what happens.
如果你那样做后果会是什么。
They let the child make some decisions.
他让这个孩子做一些决定。
They let the child suffer the results of the decision.
他也让孩子因为他们所做的选择所做的决定受苦。
And through experience,
通过自己的经验
，sometimes painful experience，
有时候这个孩子通过这个痛苦的经验
，the child becomes wise，
这个孩子呢变得有智慧。
The first child never learns the results of bad decisions。
第一类的孩子从来没有学习到，就是他如果做一个错误的决定，他所要经历的后果。
But the second child learns wisdom.
但是第二类孩子呢，学到了智慧。
They play games rather than doing their homework.
比如他们一直玩游戏，而不是做家庭作业。
And it comes time for a test.
然后要考试了。
And they get an F.
然后他们就不及格。
And they go home. Why did I get an F?
然后他们就回到家说：“哎呀，我怎么会得了这个不及格呢？”
Because if you do this, this is the result.
因为你这样做，那后果就是这样的。
Now they learn wisdom.
现在他们学习到了智慧。
And when they go off to college, they know I have to plan my work.
所以当他们上了大学之后，他们就知道说我要把计划好时间。
Now, I start with that example because if you don't understand that, you will miss the point of Proverbs.
我之所以把前面这个讲这个例子，是因为如果你不理解这个的话呢，你就会在刚开始就对真言有个错误的概念。
You will read Proverbs looking for a list of answers.
你这样，如果你是错误的观念，就是说你读真言的时候，你在找一堆答案。
And you will end up confused.
最后你就自己很混淆。
Because this is what will happen. My favorite example.
比如说我最喜欢的例子是这样的，就会发生这样的情况。
You will be reading Proverbs 26.
你在读真言二十六章。
Maybe you will read it right after you have read something on Facebook that seems very foolish.
比如说你刚刚在脸书上读了一些在你看来非常愚昧的事，愚笨的事情。
And you will read verse 4.
然后你就读26章第四节。
Don't answer a fool according to his folly, or you'll be like him yourself.
不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。
And you'll say, okay, I won't answer.
然后你就说，嗯，我不去回答这个人，回复这个人。
Proverbs says, don't answer.
箴言说，不要去回答他。
And then you will read the next verse.
然后你又读第五节。
Answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll think he's right.
要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。
And you're going to say, wait a minute.
你说等一下。
This is...Two opposite answers.
这两个答案完全相反。
Proverbs is saying,
箴言说的是
you have to be wise to know what kind of person am I talking to.
箴言说你必须自己要有智慧，要知道你谈话的那个对方是什么样的人。
You see, sometimes someone will say something foolish to you.
有些人说一些愚昧话。
Just because they want to argue.
因为他们所想要的就是争论。
They want to make you mad.
他们就想让你生气。
They want to get you to where they can go away and say, those Christians, they say terrible things.
他们就想让你到一个地步说，你看那些，他说是基督徒，他们说这么糟糕的事情。
And Proverbs says,
然后箴言就说，
if you're wise,
如果你是有智慧的，你聪明，
you're going to say,
你就会说，
no comment, thank you very much.
你就说我没什么可说的，谢谢你。
And quietly walk away.
然后你就安安静静的走开。
But there are other times when someone is going to say something foolish.
但有的时候有些人说这个愚昧话。
And they really, really want to know wisdom.
他们是真的想要知道智慧。
And if you're wise, you're going to say, let me sit down with you and talk to you about this.
然后如果你是有智慧的，你就会说让我们坐下来好好谈一谈。
Proverbs doesn't tell you the answer.
箴言没有告诉你答案。
Proverbs teaches you how to find the answer.
箴言告诉你如何找到答案。
How to think.
你如何思想。
And so you read Proverbs to help you to learn how do I think as a wise person.
所以箴言是教导你说我如何像一个智慧人那样去思想。
On slide 5, I put a little cartoon.
第五个这个看到了吗？第五个幻灯片，我放了一个图片在里边。
I love this cartoon.
我特别喜欢这个卡通片。
Because the man is sitting there and he pushes the huge dominoes.
然后一个人坐在这儿，就是推倒了一个巨大的多米诺骨牌。
And he doesn't understand that it's a circle and the last one that comes around is going to flatten.
但是他没想到，也没理解说这个多米诺骨牌是一个圆形的，所以最后一个多米诺骨牌会砸到他身上。
Wisdom is the ability to see the future consequences of my actions today.
所以呢，智慧是由当下的行为看到未来后果的能力。
By the way, for parents.
所以呢，对做父母的。
This is part of how you train your children to be wise.
所以呢，这个是你如何来训练你的孩子变得有智慧。
When our children make bad decisions,
当我们的孩子做这个糟糕错误的决定的时候，
And every time we step in to stop them from suffering the consequences.
我们每次都会站在中间，不让他们承受这个错误决定的后果。
They never learn wisdom.
这样他们是永远学习不到智慧。
They never learn to associate today's action with tomorrow's consequences.
他们永远不会说把今天的这个行为跟明天的这个所要经受的后果联系在一起。
For parents, I think one of the best things we can do.
作为父母，我们能做的最好的事情就是。
Is let our children suffer the small consequences.
就是让我们孩子就是受那个小的这个不是很严重的后果。
Of small bad decisions.
就是因为他们就是说做小的这个错误的决定，然后他们受一些苦，但这个痛苦不是说很严重。
Because when they're young, the decisions are small and the consequences are small.
因为当他们小的时候呢，他们所做的决定都不是什么，都不是很重大的决定，然后这个后果也不会很严重。
The older they get, the bigger the consequences.
他们年纪越大，这个后果也会影响越大，越严重。
If the first decision your child makes for themselves is who to marry,
如果这个孩子到最后，他第一个真正自己要做的决定就是说他要跟谁结婚。
If they've never learned to make decisions, they're going to make a bad one.
如果他们从来没有学习自己做决定，那他一旦开始自己做决定的时候，通常都会是一个坏的、糟糕的决定。
And the consequences of that bad decision are going to be huge.
那个糟糕的决定所带来的后果跟影响是巨大的。
I would rather my child make some small bad decisions.
我宁愿我的孩子做一些小的错误的决定。
They eat too much candy after Halloween.
或者是在这个万圣节之后吃了太多的糖。
And they get sick.
然后他们吃糖吃到多到最后都生病了。
And you help them see the results of a bad decision.
所以你帮助他们看到一个坏的一个糟糕的决定所带来的后果。
Little by little, they learn to make better decisions.
一点一点的，他们慢慢学习做一个更好的、更有智慧的决定。
John Ortberg said, "We make decisions, and then our decisions make us."
约翰·欧伯格说，我们做决定，最后这些决定也最后也决定了我们。
He means we become the result.Of our decision.
他就是说我们成为我们所做的决定的一个产品，一个后果。
Right now today,
在今天，
you are the result of your decision of who you marry.
你的就是说你的决定说你要和谁结婚的这样的一个后果。
Where you went to school.
你做决定说要去哪儿上学。
What you studied.
你学什么专业。
What job you took?
你找什么样的工作？
Hundreds of decisions that you have made have created who you are today.
你做的以前的成百的上千的决定，决定了现在你是什么样的。
And so wisdom is the ability to make great decisions.
所以智慧就是有这种能做那个好的智慧的决定的这种能力。
So Proverbs helps us to do that.
所以呢，箴言是帮助我们来做这样行。
Not by telling you us the answers.
不是说直接告诉你答案是什么。
But by showing us the results of different decisions.
而是告诉我们，向我们展示说不同的决定所带出来的不同的后果。
So that means that if you are listening today because you were hoping Proverbs would give you the answer to your questions.
如果你今天来听课是因为你希望箴言带给你问题的答案的话，
you might as well stop now.
那最好现在就停下来吧。
Because you will be very disappointed.
你会很失望。
Proverbs is not going to do that.
箴言不会这样做。
Instead, I think it will do something much better.
我觉得箴言要给我们的是更好的。
It will help you to learn how to make good decisions.
它会帮助你如何去做更好的决定。
Now, Proverbs starts this way.
箴言是这样开始的。
Chapter 1, verse 7, this is slide 6.
第一章第七节说
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Wisdom and discipline fools despise.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
And the reason it's divided the way it is on your screen.
因为我们这样子把这个经节这样来放出来的原因是
is that's the structure of this verse.
这个箴言的这一卷经文的它的这个结构文体结构是这样子的。
The middle of the verse is knowledge, wisdom, and discipline.
在那个这个经节的中间部分是智慧和训诲，智慧的开端。
The outside parts of the verse shows us how we get knowledge, wisdom, and discipline.
在外这个结构的外端呢，就是说我们是如何来得到这个智慧和训诲。
You see, we gain wisdom, we gain knowledge through the fear of the Lord.
我们得到智慧和知识是通过敬畏耶和华。
And since fools despise and reject the fear of the Lord, they also despise knowledge, wisdom, and discipline.
因为愚妄人他们拒绝敬畏耶和华，所以他们同时也就拒绝了智慧和训诲。
Proverbs says that the fear of the Lord, the relationship with God, is the beginning of wisdom.
箴言说，敬畏耶和华就是你跟神之间的关系是智慧的开端。
Now, I'm going to ask another question, but I'm afraid from my first experience that I won't get an answer, but I'm going to try.
我想再问大家一个问题，从我刚才的经验，我很害怕，很担心没有人回答问题，但是不管怎么样，我要试一下，大家可以回答。
I wish I had a way to grab people and say, your turn to answer.
我希望我能够就是抓着你们说，该你回答问题了，大家可以，谁可以回答一下问题？ I will unmute you.
But here's the question.
这个问题是
Can you be truly wise without the fear of the Lord?
你可不可以没有敬畏耶和华还能够真正有智慧？ David 要说
I would say
不可以，不可以。
No, you can't. David, you want to say?
Now, let me ask a different question.
我再问一个不同的问题。
Can you be very smart without the fear of the Lord?
你可不可以
No.
没有敬畏耶和华，但是却挺聪明的，可以吗？
Not really.
不
Okay.
陆地兄说不是真正聪明。
All right. I don't think Proverbs is saying that you are entirely dumb if you don't have the fear of the Lord.
箴言并不是说。就是说，如果你不敬畏耶和华，你就很笨，很愚笨。
But you are right. He is saying you cannot be truly wise.
但是他箴言的确是说，你不可能是真正的有智慧。
I think part of the reason he says that is this.
箴言的作者这样说的原因是
，He says the path of wisdom leads to life.
因为他说，智慧之路引向生命。
The path of the fool leads to death.
但是愚昧之路却导向死亡。
And without the fear of the Lord,
如果没有对耶和华的敬畏,
I am on the path to death.
我们是走在这个灭亡之路上。
And so I cannot be truly, completely wise if I do not have the fear of the Lord.
如果没有对耶和华的敬畏，你不可能是真正的有智慧。
And so he says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
所以箴言的作者说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Beginning means that it's the first thing in time. It's the first step on the ladder to knowledge.
所以呢，这个开端意味着就是说，对于时间性来讲呢，它是这个第一件要做的事情。
Beginning also means it's the biggest part. It's the principal part of wisdom.
那个开端也意味着说它是一个首要的事情。
And so this fear of the Lord, this relationship with God is the foundation of wisdom.
所以呢，这个敬畏耶和华就是跟神之间的关系，是智慧的一个根基。
Now, I want to focus today on how to read the Proverbs.
所以我今天想要着重于说我们如何来读箴言。
And I want to look first, slide 8, at what is a proverb.
我们先来看这个第八章上面说什么是箴言。
And I have said here,
在这里我说
a proverb is not a promise.
箴言不是应许。
It's not a command.
不是诫命。
It is a wise observation about life.
箴言是对生活有智慧的观察。
It says this is the way life works.
这个告诉你说这个是生活是这样运行的。
It gives us a principle about life, not an absolute promise.
它告诉我们的是生活的一个原则，一个一般性的原则，而不是一个绝对的事情。
Some people read Proverbs like promises.
有些人把箴言当成应许来读。
If I do this, this will always happen.
如果我这样子做，那一定会会有这样的结果。
A proverb is not a promise.
但是箴言呢，不是一个应许。
It's a general observation about life.
是对生活一个一般性的有智慧的观察。
We used to have a proverb in English that says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
我们有时候有句谚语，就是说一天吃一个苹果可以让你不去看医生。
That was a proverb.
那也算是箴言。
That meant, if you eat healthy, you'll be healthy.
就说你吃的如果很健康，你也会健康。
Eating an apple is healthier than eating a bag of candy a day.
当然一天吃一个苹果远远就是比那个一天吃一袋糖要好。
But no one really thought, if I eat an apple every day, I'll never ever have to go to the doctor the rest of my life.
但是没有人会想会觉得说如果我每天吃个苹果我这一辈子都不需要看医生。
It was a general principle, not a promise.
它是一个就是一个大纲一个原则一般性的原则而不是一个应许。
Let me give you a couple examples from Proverbs.
再让我给从箴言里给大家一些例子。
Proverbs 18 says,
箴言十八章说
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
他说 which verse please?
Proverbs 18 verse 22.
Okay, 他说得着贤妻的是得着好处也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
Now, for 30 years I taught in a Bible college.
我在圣经学院教书30年。
And all of the boys who came to Bible college loved this verse.
所有这些上学的这些来学校里上学的男孩子都很喜欢这句经文。
But sometimes I would tell them that is not a promise.
但有时候我告诉他们这个不是一个应许。
If you don't find a good wife, you haven't found a good thing.
如果你没有得着贤妻，你没有得，是不是就没有发现一个好的事情呢
？Proverbs is saying marriage is good.
这个箴言是说，婚姻是美好的。
A wife makes life happier.
一个贤妻会让你的生活更幸福。
But it doesn't mean absolutely every wife will make a happy person.
但是并不是意味着所有的这个妻子都会让你成为一个幸福高兴的人。
I think the proverb that may be most often misunderstood.
我觉得箴言很多时候是被人误解了。
Says train up a child in the way he should go.
就是训练孩童使他走当行的道。
And even when he's old, he won't depart from it.
就是当他老的时候，他也不会偏离。
Chapter 22, verse 6.
第二十二章第六节。
That is a wonderful proverb.
那是一个很好的箴言。
It's a wonderful principle.
也是一个非常好的一个原则。
But it's not an absolute promise that says if I train my child right, they no longer have any freedom to make bad decisions.
但是这个并不是一个应许，并不是一个绝对的应许，说如果我训练我的孩子训练得很好，就是保证说他将来绝对不会做走错路。
It is a general principle of life.
这是一个生活的一个一般性的原则。
That says my child will usually follow the path that I start them on.
就是说这意味着说我的孩子一般会继续的走这条我向我指引带领他们走的路。
And so if I can start them on the right path.
所以我如果刚开始起始的时候把他们放在这个正确的道路上。
I give them a much better chance of continuing in the right direction when they are old.
我就是给他们一个很好的机会，就是他们在他们长大之后，他们会继续行在这条正确的路上。
Now maybe when I say that you will be disappointed.
当我这样跟你说，也许你会失望。
Someone one time argued with me about this.
有人有时候跟我争论这句话。
And they said, if what you are saying is right,
他们就说
that verse is no encouragement.
他们就说如果你说的这个不能保证这说的是正确的话那这句话那就挺让人失望的就没有保证。
If it's not a promise, I might as well ignore it.
如果这都不是应许的话那我最好就别听他的。
Here is my answer.
我的答案是
I asked that person, do you drive a car?
我就问那个人说那你开车吗
Yes.
他说是的，开车。
I said, if you stop at the red light, you should not have an accident.
你通常来讲，如果有红灯你就停，你不会有车祸。
Yeah, right.
那个人说是这样的。
But that's not an absolute promise.
但是那个不是一个绝对的应许。
You might stop at the red light and someone might hit you from behind.
你也许就是按照规则你就停在红灯之下但是后边有人撞上你。
So I said, should you say from now on, I'll never stop at a red light?
你是不是从今以后就说从今以后我看到红灯也不停
Of course not.
肯定不是。
It is safer. It is better. Usually, I will be safer if I stop at the red light.
就是通常来讲如果我在看到红灯我就停那会更安全也更好。
But proverbs are general rules, not absolute promises.
所以箴言呢是一个就是一个一般性的原则而不是一个绝对的应许。
So how do I read them?
所以我如何来读箴言呢?
Let me give you some general guidelines for the proverbs.
所以我给大家一个读箴言的一个一般性的一个原则。
First of all, slides nine.
第一个，我们看这个第九章幻灯片。
A proverb is meditative. It makes us think.
所以箴言的特性呢，它是思索性的，它是让我们去思想。
Most proverbs, or I should say, many proverbs are not immediately easy to understand.
有很多箴言不是说你看一眼就能马上理解的。
Instead, the more you think about them, the more you get out of them.
就是你越思想呢，越就是越思想这句箴言，你说从里边得到的也就越多。
Proverbs 21:21 is an example.
比如说箴言21:22就是一个例子。
If we had time and you could respond,
如果我们有时间，我们大家可以互相回应的话。
We could look at this.
我们可以这样来看。
The person who pursues, who seeks after righteousness and love,
追求公义仁慈的
finds what?
就寻得什么
?Life?
就寻得生命
,prosperity?
和繁荣
,and honor.
和尊荣。
The writer of Proverbs says,
箴言的作者这样说,
The way to find life, prosperity, and honor is not by looking for life, prosperity, and honor.
就是要寻得生命、尊荣和 yeah, it's a different translation Chinese. 和繁荣的这个方式呢，不是就是去追求生命繁荣和尊荣。
Instead,
相反的
the way to find life, prosperity, and honor is to look for righteousness and love.
就是你要找寻得生命繁荣和尊荣，是你要先去寻求公义和仁慈。
And as I am looking for righteousness and love, all these other things come to me.
当我去寻求这个公义仁慈的时候，别的东西就加给我了。
Now, when I read that proverb,
当我读这句箴言的时候，
it is very easy to kind of skip across it.
就是很容易就是跳过这一句。
And to think, I don't know what that means.
你就说，哦，我不知道这什么意思。
But the more I meditate and think about it,
但是我越在这句思想这句经文，这句真这句真言。
If I give my life to seeking for wealth and honor,
如果我的生命的目标就是去寻求财富和尊荣，
even if I get wealth and honor,
就算是你得到了财富和尊荣，
I'm really not going to be satisfied.
你也不会满足。
If I get my wealth through dishonesty,
如果你就是靠欺骗变得很富有的话，
if I win honor by pushing everybody else down,
如果你得到这个很尊荣的位置是靠着把别人给推倒，
I will end up rich,
你会最后很有钱很富有，
famous,
很出名，
lonely and sad,
但是呢，确实很孤单，很难过。
But if I seek righteousness,
但是如果我是追求公义，
Now in Proverbs, the word righteous is not a religious word.
在箴言里边，这个公义不是一个好像不是一个宗教性的词语。
In Proverbs, righteousness is looking out for other people, taking care of other people.
公义的意思是说你去照顾别人，去关爱别人。
If I care for others,
如果我去就是去照顾别人。
If I love others,
如果我去爱别人。
Through that,I gain prosperity and honor.
是通过这样呢，我得到了这个繁荣和尊荣。
And now I have righteousness, love, life, prosperity, and honor all together.
所以现在呢，我就有生命，有爱，有这个繁荣，有这个尊荣，所有这一切在一起。
When I read that verse, I think about two funerals I have been at.
当我读这句话的时候，我就想起来我参加的两个葬礼。
One was by a very wealthy funeral for a very wealthy man.
一个是一个很富有人的这个葬礼。
Who spent his whole life chasing after prosperity.
他整个一生都在寻求追求这个富有，追求成功。
At the funeral, the pastor said, "Is there anyone who wants to stand up and say something about this man who had died?"
然后呢，在他的追悼会上，牧师就说，有没有谁要上来讲几句话，为这个人讲几句话？
There was silence.
底下一片沉默。
Not a word.
没有一句话，没有一个人上来。
Finally, the pastor was embarrassed.
最后这个牧师挺难看，挺不好意思的。
And he pointed to the man's daughter.
然后他又指着这个死者的女儿说。
And said, "Can you say something about your father?"
你可不可以上来讲几句关于你爸爸的话？
And I still remember she stood up, and this is what she said.
然后我仍然记得她站起来，这是她说的。
Everybody knows that my father was a mean and hateful man.
每个人都知道我爸爸是一个很刻薄、很令人憎恶的人。
All he loved was money.
他所爱的只有钱财。
But now he's dead.
现在他死了。
So we must think good things about him.
我们现在得想想他有什么好的地方。
He spent his life chasing prosperity.
他整个一生都在寻求这个成功和财富。
And he got prosperity.
他确实很富有。
But he got nothing else.
但是除了这个钱财，他别的什么也没得到。
I went to another funeral.
但是我又去了另外一个追悼会。
This man was also a very successful businessman.
这个人也是一个很成功的商人。
But he had pursued righteousness and love in his life.
但是他却在他的生命中追求公义和仁爱。
And when the pastor said, would someone like to stand up and say anything about Pete?
当这个牧师就说有没有人要上来跟说点关于彼得的什么话。
All over the church, people stood.
所以这个教会里好多人就站起来。
A homeless man stood up.
一个流浪汉就站起来说。
And said, every day Pete would stop and talk to me when he passed me.
他说这个彼得他每次就是经过我的时候他都会停下来跟我聊几句。
Someone else stood and said, I was an alcoholic and Pete helped me get a job and took me to AA.
然后另外一个人说我本来是一个酗酒者但是彼得帮助我找到工作也让我拿到了一个大专学位。
A businessman stood up and said, my marriage was broken and Pete would spend time and listen to me and help me.
然后那另外一个商人就说我的婚姻有问题但是彼得就听跟我谈跟我聊帮助我。
And here's what I learned from those two funerals.
所以我从这两个葬礼上我学到的是。
I learned what Proverbs 21 says.
我就学到了这个箴言21章上所讲的。
If I chase after prosperity,
如果我就是在追求这个财富和成功
I may get prosperity, but I'll get nothing else.
但是我可能会变得很富有也很但是很富有很成功但是除了这个之外什么都没有
But if I chase after righteousness,
但是如果我是追求公义
I will get All of these other things.
我就会得到这些别的东西。
So, number one, I must take time to think about the meaning of the Proverbs.
所以呢，我必须要花时间去思想这个箴言的意义，箴言的意思。
For the sake of time, I want to jump to slide 12.
我为了时间的关系，我们跳到第十二章。
I should tell you in the class, I always have more slides than I know I can get to.
我要告诉大家，我每次准备的箴言，就是这个幻灯片都超过我能讲的，我的时间。
But you can download these and read through what I don't cover in our time.
I already sent to them. 你可以把拿到这些幻灯片自己再来读。
A proverb, slide 12, is experiential.
就是箴言的特性呢，它是经验性的。
It's based on life experience.
它基于人生经验。
It's a time-tested truth.
它是经过时间检验的真理。
It takes all of life and it sums it up into a short statement.
箴言是把生活中所有的这些经验涵盖起来然后用一种简洁特殊的方式来表达出来
On slide 13 I gave you some examples
比如说我在第下一个幻灯片我给大家一些例子
Some of the topics that we learn about in Proverbs
就是在箴言中所涵盖的一些主题
One of the ways I recommend you to study Proverbs
有一种我推荐大家去读箴言的方式是
is to choose a topic.
比如你去找一个主题。
Maybe I'll go to near the end, speech.
比如说我会走大概最后讲这个言语。
I'm not going to ask anyone to speak up here.
我不会让任何人在这里发言不许。
But maybe you are a person who talks too quickly, says things too quickly.
或者你是那个讲话讲太就是反应很快讲话太快的人。
You're in a meeting and you say something and then later you think, oh, I wish I had not said that.
比如你在开会你就说了一些事情后边说哎呀我真是希望我当时没开口没说没那么说。
I encourage you to do what I do at least once a year.
我希望你能够像我这样去做，至少一年一次。
I read through the book of Proverbs.
我把箴言通读一遍。
One a day for a month.
一天读一篇，然后 you mean one day a chapter for a month, right?
One chapter a day for a month.
就是一天读一篇，这样读一个月。
And I highlight every verse that talks about the tongue.
然后我就把每一句讲到言语跟舌头的这个词给用高光笔画出来。
I copy them into my calendar.
然后我就把这些字呢，就是写在我的日记，就是我的记事日历上。
I have some of them written in the back of my calendar.
所以呢，他有一个麦牧师有一个纸的这样的一个日历，他就把它写在这个日历上。
And when I'm walking into a meeting.
所以一旦我去参加会议的时候。
I turn to it and I read to remind myself what Proverbs says about talking too much in the meeting.
然后我就会再读一遍，告诉我说这个箴言上所讲的关于讲话太多的这个箴言是如何教导的。
Sometimes during a meeting.
或者是在开会中间。
When I really, really want to tell someone something.
让我真的想对一个人说什么话的时候。
You will see me open my calendar and read the proverb.
你就会看我打开我的这个就是这个记事本，然后就在读这个箴言。
There are many topics here.
在这个箴言里边涵盖了很多的主题。
And I encourage you to look for ones that are a concern to you.
然后我就想你去找一个对你有关系的这个主题。
And read through proverbs.
然后就把箴言通读一遍。
Saying, God, help me to be wise.
说神啊，帮助我有智慧。
Teach me wisdom in this area.
让我在这个方面有智慧。
Proverbs says there are four ways you will gain wisdom.
箴言告诉我们有四种方式来获得智慧。
You will gain wisdom from instruction.
一个是你通过这个训诲，就是教导来获得智慧。
From listening to others who are wise.
就是去倾听那些有智慧的人来获得智慧。
I put some slides, I think number 15, yes.
我就说看第15章。
Learning from instruction.
第一个是从这个指示中学习，从这个训诲中学习。
You see a sign. If you hit this sign, you will hit the bridge.
你看到一个大的这个一个提醒说，如果你开你的车能够碰到这个标牌，那你就是你也会碰到前面那座桥。
Now, if a person is driving a truck,
如果有一个人开了个大卡车
，and they hit that sign,
如果他那卡车碰到了这个标牌
，Proverbs says,
箴言说。
A wise person will stop.
一个聪明人有智慧的人就停下来了。
They will learn from instruction.
他们从这个训诲教导中就学习到了功课。
But you know what the fool will do?
但是你知道这个愚昧人会怎么做吗？
Proverbs says the fool says, nobody's going to tell me how to drive.
这个愚昧人会说，没人告诉我该怎么开车，别想有人告诉我。
This is my truck.
这是我的卡车。
And I'll drive it where I want to.
我想怎么开就怎么开。
And so go to the next slide.
所以我们就看下一个 16 or 17. Okay. 所以呢
17.
第17章幻灯片。
Proverbs says we learn from observation.
箴言中说我们从观察中来学习。
I'm driving the truck and I see someone else has hit the bridge.
我也开到这个开着车卡车，但是我看到别人撞到这个桥上了。
Proverbs chapter 6 says.
箴言第六章说。
That the wise person learns from watching others.
就是有智慧的人从别人的这个行为中学习。
One of my favorite proverbs.
我最喜欢的一节箴言就是。
Says that strike a scoffer and the simple will learn.
就是击打这个谢曼人，那鱼王人就会学习。
They see what happens to someone else and they say, oh, I don't want that to happen to me.
然后这个愚昧人呢，看到就是这个别的人身上这个所得到的后果，他们就说，哎呦，我可不想那个发生在我身上。
A wise person,
一个有智慧的人
learns from observation.
从观察中来学习，从别人。
I try to read a biography all the time.
我就是想要说一直在不断的去读这个人物传记。
Because I don't want to have to make every mistake for myself.
因为我不想为我自己来做，就是去犯同，就是每一样错误才学习到。
So I try to read biographies of other people.
所以我想去读别人的传记。
Learn from their mistakes.
从他们的错误中来学习。
Now go to slide 16.
我们再从这个。
And I don't know if you can play this or not. Does it let you play the video?
Video? Oh, I don't think so. I only got a PowerPoint.
Okay, click the little play button at the bottom.
Okay.
Right there. See if it works.
Oh, it works. 就下面可以。
There's another way of learning.
另外一种学习的方式就是。
To learn from experience.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That's, I never know this one can do this. Okay.
Learning from experience says, I saw the sign.
从经验中学习说我看到了这个标牌。
I saw what happened to someone else.
我也看到了别人发生了什么事情。
But I will still do it for myself.
但是我自己还要那样去做。
And Proverbs says, then I learn from experience.
然后呢，如果你还这样的话，你就要从经验中学习了。
But all of you who are older know this.
但是我们所有上点年纪的人都知道。
The most difficult way to learn is from experience.
最困难的一个，最糟糕的一个学习方式就是从你自己的经验中学习。
Someone said experience is the best teacher.
有人说经验是最好的老师。
That is true.
那是对的，是这样的。
But it is also the most expensive tuition.
但是你从经验中学习也是一个要学费最高的一个学习。
Proverbs says, go back to slide 14.
箴言说。
It is much better to learn from instruction.
更好的方式是从那个教导训诲中学习。
To learn from observing others.
从观察别人身上来学习。
To learn from the fear of the Lord.
通过来敬畏耶和华来学习。
And then I don't have to make every mistake for myself.
这样我就不需要自己去犯每样错误来学习。
Proverbs is not going to give you all the answers.
箴言不会给你所有的答案。
Instead, Proverbs is going to say,
相反的，箴言会告诉你。
Here is how you gain wisdom.
这样你是如何来寻得到智慧的呢？
Then you are able to take your wisdom.
这样你就会带着你的智慧。
To the problems of life.
把这个智慧应用到你生活中所面对的问题。
Every year, at least one month.
一年中最少有一个月。
I will take a topic and I'll go through Proverbs to read one proverb every day, one chapter a day.
我就是会每一年我就去找一个主题，然后我就每天读一箴言的一章。
And each time I do, I learn some kind of wisdom that I did not understand before.
每次我这样做的时候，我都会学到一种我以前没有了解到的这种智慧的方式，智慧。
I will be honest, sometimes I have ignored what it said.
我也很坦白的讲，有时候我就会忽略，就是不去看重我所学到的这个。
And when I did, I suffered slide 16.
当我这样子，我去忽略它，不去听的话，我就会经历那个刚才看到的这个第十六章。
Because that is a painful way to learn.
因为从经验中学习是一个很痛苦的学习方式。
But Proverbs says we can learn much better if we will listen to the fear of the Lord.
但是箴言告诉我们，如果我们学习去倾听，去敬畏耶和华，那我们会学得更有效率。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来结束。
Dear God, help us to be people who are wise.
主啊，求你帮助我们成为有智慧的人。
That we will listen to your word.
我们会倾听你的话语。
That we will allow you to teach us.
我们允许你来教导我们。
Above all, help us to be people who have the fear of the Lord.
最重要的是帮助我们成为敬畏你的人。
Who know you and who listen to you.
认识你，也倾听你的话，倾听你的声音。
Guide our lives to follow you.
引导我们的生活去跟随你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
阿门。